What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another Rant Raven review. It's a recap show. We're going to be talking about The Walking Dead. We've been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. And it finally returned last night on Valentine's Day. Yes, it's like the second half of season, six, I believe. I'm not going to be doing it by myself, even though I could. But I wouldn't torture you guys out there because you'd be like, oh my God, you talk so much. But I do have my friend Kristen all the way from Miami. She's going to be joining me all the time, every time, right?
Yes, correct.
You can check out her stuff on accordingtokristen.com. Normally, we have Brancy with us. She was a host from the first half of the season, but apparently she's like, I got responsibilities. Either that
and her job hates her.
Yeah, you know what? That's what I'm hearing. But if they need her to open up on certain days, that's a positive thing, right? Mm. Okay. The next one we have Jesus or Jesus normally joins us, but he's like, I'm Hollywood. I've only wanted to do really past till season 3, so I don't want to be with you guys anymore. So Jesus is no longer going to be joining us just because he's just like overwhelmed with work and everything else. But he will return, Kristen, to us for Fear of the Walking Dead. So that'll be a good thing. So we got our notes, and I can tell you're just like a little firecracker.
I know. All quiet. I'm like, get through this intro.
Hurry I know. Up. I just gotta let everybody know because hey, Brancy I think has like 2 fans, and Jesus has 1, a little old lady. So I gotta let them know where they're at. Now we just lost them. So we're going to be recapping the show, the Sunday night show, every Monday. It'll be Kristen and I. We haven't decided what time, but it looks like it's going to be roughly about 5:30 Central Time because I'm in Houston and she's Miami. So we're going to be doing that. So expect to see a post every week for the remaining Walking Dead episodes. And this episode, the premiere, the episode was called No Way Out. Now, before I was at work last night, and I knew it was starting, and everybody's like, are you going to get home? We can watch it. I was like, shut up. No, I'm going to get home, and I'm watching home. So I get home late, and about 8:30, I'm at my wife's parents' house picking up my son because they were watching him, and I get a text from my sister at 8:30 going, OMG, The Walking Dead. So I'm like, oh, crap, the texts are already starting.
So and then you got one from me.
Yes, I did. And then I text my sister back and I was like, is it crazy? She's like, I'm so pissed off. And I go, I'm not watching it. I'm going to put it on silent. So I get home and sure enough, I just kind of glance at my phone and I see the group text that you, me, Jesus, and Brancy are on. And I'm just seeing, and I'm like, no, I can't look. And then I see a text from you like, if you're not watching it, don't go online. It was like that horror movie, if you text on the children. So I knew, and I told my wife, I was like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. Everybody is going crazy. So we finally put out my son down to sleep. Everything's good to go. I get on my phone and I start watching it and we'll get to it. But I watched the first, you know, it was like 7 minutes when we get Daryl and his bazooka. And I'm just like, oh my God. And I grab my phone and then I've seen all y'all's text messages again. And I'm like, okay, let me avoid that. Get on Twitter now watching The Walking Dead. And I'm like, put my phone down and I didn't check it. So I appreciate you warning me, like always.
No problem. Yeah, me and Branson were texting each other. We're like, oh my God, we had to warn you to stay away. But then we're like, we can't give any kind of spoilers because we were like, Mike will have our heads.
Yes.
If we say anything. So we're like, we shot you a warning.
I saw that. That was good. I appreciate it. I stay offline. Once the show starts, I don't even – and I close my eyes and I'll hit Twitter and then I'll do a tweet and then I put my phone down because I don't want – No.
So, yeah, and last night was
crazy. In fact, I just told my wife hasn't watched it. We're going to watch it. I'm going to watch it again. This will be her first time. She's been avoiding online. She went to one of our properties, one of the sports bars, and they started talking about it at the bar, and she like ran out of there. So I was like, hun, me and Kristen are about to recap. You better go in the other room with the baby and read a book and close the door because
– Put some headphones on.
Put some headphones on. So, yes, this episode, the premiere – let's just start off. You and I think we're tweeting back and forth last night afterwards. I think you and I both agree probably our all-time favorite episode of the entire series.
Definitely.
Now, would you say this is the best premiere episode?
Well, yeah. Oh my God. It was my favorite episode by far.
it's
premiere, finale, anything.
Yeah. Yeah, this, oh my gosh. I have my notes, and I've highlighted what I want to bring up. And then, of course, I know you like to go into sometimes more detail than I am. Mm-hmm. I'm a man. I just keep it simple. but yes, the beginning of this, I didn't even expect it. Look, because see, right now we're getting introduced to Negan's crew, right? Mm-hmm. So we've been talking about it in the past of like, is it going to be Glenn that's going to die by the hands of Negan? But Daryl doesn't exist. Will they kill Daryl? So like this whole episode, I'm like, literally like glued, like who are they going to take out?
Yeah.
You know? And, did you think in the beginning Daryl, Sasha, or Abraham were in trouble?
Well, it's funny because I wrote down the guy that was like threatening them to me wasn't very threatening at all.
No, he's a little
sounded like a little bitch.
He was a little shit. Like he was like picked on all through life, and then the zombie apocalypse happens, and now he's cool or something.
Yeah, I mean, I did like when he's like eating shit. gave Abraham that speech.
Oh, but Abraham was about to rip off his head.
Yeah, I know.
You could tell.
For a split second, I might have been a little bit worried just because they had that guy had so many other people behind him, and those people look threatening.
Oh, yeah. Somebody in that group. Him. Yeah, the guy with the head, the little cross-eyed that was looking down the little lazy eye, he was scarier than this guy.
Exactly.
So, and then. Yeah,
for a second, I was a little worried, but.
Dude, when you don't even see Daryl, you're just like watching, and then the guy's like, you know what? I changed my. I was like, where the hell did that come from?
Yep.
And there's Daryl with his freaking bazooka gun.
Daryl with the save.
Oh my gosh. That was just awesome. I was a little worried when he got cut because I was like, whoa, how deep is that? Is that going to, is he bleeding a lot? Oh, I was scared. You know, because even like I think when Glenn got in the car at the end of this episode, he saw that he had gotten, you know, stabbed. So I'm like, is Glenn seeing something we don't see? What's going on here? But amazing balls. That was the first 7 minutes I tweeted out. It was just, oh, man, that was just awesome. Because I was thinking, how are they going to get out of this? Because I was talking about it at my job because we were talking a friend of mine who does radio named Chili. We were like, what's going to happen? Are they going to be taken prisoner? Are they going to take the truck? Or, you know, and we were, is Negan going to beat up Daryl? I mean, it was just going. And then, no, we were totally wrong.
Yes.
Daryl just said, shut up, everybody. I'm going to kill everybody with a bazooka. the second thing for me, big giant moment, which I thought that was going to be the moment, but then, you know, of course we have the ending of this. So we got the crew forming a little elephant line like Ringling Barley Bailey Circus. And then all of a sudden, Sam, which I have to admit, it was kind of Carol's fault this all happened. But all of a sudden he starts hearing voices, which is Carol's voice.
Mm-hmm.
He starts seeing up close zombies, and then when he starts freaking out, did you think it was going to happen at that magnitude of all chaoticness?
No. No, and you know what? Because in the finale, when they showed it, for some reason, when I watched the finale and then when I watched this episode,
right,
him calling Jesse seemed to happen at like a different time.
Oh, it was. It was like right when they were walking down the front of the porch. Oh, yeah, they tricked us.
But, yeah, exactly. And so I was like, when is this happening? Because then I thought it was like him maybe thinking that this was happening.
Right.
But it wasn't really. Oh. So me and Brancy were like texting each other like, is this happening? Is this for real?
Jesus. Well, yeah, because as soon as I saw them coming out of that and then they were walking, I was like, okay, so they already skipped it. Because that's what we were all thinking, like, oh, my God, when it returns, it's going to be on. But it wasn't. So it was like a little trickery from the writers and the director. So then when Sam is freaking out and gets bit, what was going through your mind?
Honestly, I thought about you because you said, is this going to be the first kid?
And it was.
And it was.
But you know what? I felt kind of bad. Like, you know, this whole time, anybody that knows me, I had been saying I wanted Sam gone. He just didn't. You know what? It was like a mercy killing.
Yeah.
You know? He just wasn't ready for this world.
No, he wasn't. But he should have gone with Gabriel.
He should have. And then when he got eaten, I was like, yeah. And then I was like, oh. Because then I was like, I'm a dad too now. And that And
I
then,
can't be happy about this.
Yeah, but I was just, oh man, that scream. And then Jesse freaks out. And I'm thinking to myself, shut up.
Yeah.
I did not see that coming. I didn't either. Yeah. I thought she was going to let go and just Rick was going to get her and they were just going to keep on walking. But no, The Walking Dead wants to slam us again on the ground. And all of a sudden she gets attacked. And then when that's not even enough, because then you're like, and then you see Rick and he's getting flashbacks like, I didn't even get to hit it. Damn. You know, and he's getting flashback. And then I'm like, wait, whoa, Carl. And Carl's like, dad, like she's still got my hand.
Yeah.
And I was like, now at that moment, did you think Carl was in trouble?
Yes. Because at that point, I was like, what the fuck is happening? I didn't know if it was somebody thinking that this stuff was going on. Oh, so I was like, oh, my God, I don't know if this is real or not. It was sending me down a bad trip.
See, you and Brance, you're like Amy. So y'all would be overanalyzed. Like, oh, it's just a dream. Don't worry, everybody. No, it's really going. Yes. Yeah. Oh,
that's exactly what we were doing.
Oh, dude, my chest was like, I was like, because it was just so much. It was like, whoa. I mean, it was just like I think I even tweeted out, like, what's happening. I mean, it was just a little GIF or whatever you want to call them. But it was just so much. Like, I had to pause it and be like, what the fuck am I seeing here? Like, this is too much for me right now. So when that happens, of course, you know, okay, Carl's gets – dude, did you see – Rick chops off her arm right in front of Ron. Mm-hmm. Like, he's chopping wood. He's like, I didn't get to hit it. It chops off her arm. Ron sees it. He was a basket case also.
Yes.
As soon as that gun falls on the ground, did you see that coming?
No.
So, okay. So
I didn't see any of this shit coming.
It's like a blur of light to you. It's like, wait a second, what just happened?
I was like, let me process the first one. Hold on a second.
You're like, okay, I saw zombies. That's all I saw. There were a lot of zombies.
I mean, we kind of expected Sam because he was like freaking out already.
Yes.
So we kind of expected that, and we've had a few months to marinate on that.
Yes.
So I kind of saw him, but Jesse and this other shit, no.
Oh, my gosh. When he picked up that freaking gun and and shot. Let's rewind it a little bit. Well, I mean, it's at the same time. When he had the gun, and I was like, oh, crap. Because I'm literally thinking, is he going to shoot Rick? Is he going to shoot Rick and Rick's going to like block it with his hand and that's how he loses his hand? You know, I'm thinking all this crap while I'm about to have a heart attack. And then all of a sudden you see the sword go through him. Michonne kills his ass like a shish kebab.
Yep.
Which is awesome. But not awesome enough because he's able to get one shot off, which happens to hit Carl in the eye. But you know, it's funny because when he got shot, I'm thinking to myself, it's just a flesh wound. He just maybe it went out the side of his face, maybe.
Not so much.
but I mean, it's obvious he's still alive. Mm-hmm. When he got shot and, oh, God, jeez. And then I started seeing all the memes when I was done watching the show of, like, the split screen memes of, like, Rick when he was carrying Carl when he got shot, you know, at Herschel's barn, you know, at farm. And then you see this one again. I'm like, dude, these two have gone through fucking, like, hell.
They sure have.
Like, I'm like,
you know, I did see, I wanted Jesus to come on the show today because he's always talking about the damn comics. And I saw after this episode, I saw like a picture of the comic, and what happened to Carl does happen in the comic.
Yes, it does. It does. So you didn't know that?
No.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't know anything that happens in the comics.
Oh, yeah. So that was cool because, yeah, I started seeing that pop everywhere. I knew that was going to happen. I just didn't know when. Like, I didn't – and that's how – because I think I was freaking – like, if it would have been, like, a mild, like, eating session right there, I could have probably said, he's probably going to get shot in the eye like the comics. But there was so much crap going on.
Exactly.
That I didn't even – and then when it all happened, I was like, oh, there's, like, five things just happened. Mm-hmm. And I literally had to, I stopped it, rewound it, and I watched it again because it was just so good, but just so intense. It was nuts. Mm-hmm. But yes, so then, then of course Carl gets carried to the wannabe Dr. Denise, which by the way, I got to put out there. Until this episode, I haven't been a fan of her, you know, in the past. Mm-hmm. I just don't.
Of Denise?
Yeah, Denise. Maybe it's because she didn't have confidence or something. I don't know what it was. But this episode, she really stood up.
Yeah.
And took charge. And so I think that was cool of her. So I like her now.
Yeah, even the interaction she had with that wolf dude.
Oh, that was good stuff.
Yeah, because she was, I mean, she was being put in a shitty situation, but I don't know. I like that she still has, like, sympathy.
Yeah. No, I mean, what she did, I mean, and speaking of her and the wolf thing going on, all that crap that happens, because, you know, all these things are going on. We got Carol and Morgan dealing with Rosita and their drama. And mm-hmm. it was just such a really good episode, because it was just like, it wasn't, like, if you really sit there and talk about it, like, a lot of shit went on, but it wasn't confusing. Like, exactly. It was just so, you know, I guess planted perfectly. But we have the wolf dude, and then Denise, when the wolf dude, of course, gets bit, and then she says, I'm going to help you, you know, come with me to the infirmary. And he does help her. Do you think, they asked about this in Talking Dead, and I wanted to ask you guys, well, just you now, because the guys have sold out on us. But do you think he was changing at that moment, or do you think he was still the wolf?
Honestly, I think he was. Because, see, I watched The Talking Dead, too.
Okay, good.
And they didn't really answer the question.
No,
of
he didn't.
Whether he changed or not. But I don't know if him changing was because of what Morgan did with him.
Yeah,
for me, it's more that Denise was showing him sympathy, even though she knew he was a shithead.
I would agree with you on that, because even the actor said, "Oh, it's because she was challenged and no one." I didn't even take it as a challenge either. I think that she was like the first person that kind of respected it, looked at him as a human being.
Exactly.
That's how I took it as. You know, yeah. I don't think Morgan had anything to do with it.
No, I don't think so either.
No, I don't think that was...
He wants to feel like he did, but no. I don't think he did.
Yeah, no, that's not going to happen. Let's see here. And then what did you think about the part where when Carl's on the bed and the gurney, and all of a sudden Rick is just kind of like standing there, turns around, looks out the window.
Oh my God, no.
And then
Nancy were texting each other like, what the fuck is he doing?
That was awesome! What was the black guy, the big giant guy that used to clobber everybody? And he was brother to Sasha.
Tyrese.
Remember when Tyrese went clobbering? It was awesome. Yeah. It was like he would just go Hulk on their ass. As soon as Rick grabs that little hand axe and you hear, I was like, oh, my nipples just got hard. I peed on myself. It was so awesome.
Yes, that was crazy.
Were you worried?
A little bit.
Really?
Not because I don't trust that Rick could kick some ass.
Right.
But there were so many walkers out there.
There was.
And he was by himself.
Yes. I mean, dude, he just goes out there. You hear Michonne, and she goes out there. And then, you know, the rest of the team goes out there. And then that whole part, I mean, you got them. And then all of a sudden you have Aaron goes out there, Dr. Dre, Spencer, then Father Gabriel. Whoa, look at this guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he's definitely.
Yeah, we got to talk about that one.
And, I mean, so what do you think his, I mean, he went there. At first, I thought he was just going to keep his eye on Judith. But then Father Gabriel got the eye of the tiger. He was seeing everybody. What do you think? Are you trusting? I know that in the past, you haven't been a big fan of Father Gabriel.
Nope, not at all.
So did you, are you, it's almost like you're Rick. Like, okay, Kristen, a.k.a. Ricky, what do you think? Do you think, I mean, in this episode, Rick actually says thank you to him about, and I think that went a long way.
Well, I think for Rick, I think the best option for Judith, which, speaking of Judith, why the hell did they have her, like, hidden under that zombie gut-drenched cloth? That poor baby was breathing in zombie guts.
It's all right. It's better protected than to be zombie food.
I know. But, you know, I don't think Rick trusts him because I wouldn't trust him after what he had done.
Okay, but?
But I think him taking Judith was the best option for everybody, because if she would have started crying, they would have been screwed.
Oh, yeah, big time. How's your outlook on, I mean, because then he goes and he pretty much tells everybody, like, the God, we will take over this, get our town back, you know? And what do you think?
Yeah, see, I wrote down what he said, because he actually turned it around for me. I don't trust him still.
No, you don't?
No, I don't.
Who do you
trust? Anybody.
Let me ask you a question. Who do you trust more? Do you trust Father Gabriel more or Morgan?
Probably Father Gabriel.
Oh, interesting.
Morgan is like a loose cannon.
Well, you know what? I think Carol says it at what at the end of this is like, you know, you did that for you. You didn't do it for us kind of thing. And I think that's what it is. I mean, I think it's just an inner peace thing that Morgan does. I love Morgan as a character. I think he's badass when it comes to helping the team. But you can't, I mean, what he did, you just can't, you can't. And I know that Morgan feels like shit.
Yeah.
Especially for getting Denise involved and then getting her kidnapped.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but it's just kind of like, it's just one of those things where it's like you pull a Rick and go, and you know what? I'm going to put you in the car. I'm going to drive you out here. Do your thing. You're better off by yourself. You'll survive. It's like, you know, that's what you got to do with Morgan.
Exactly.
He's either got to get
him. I think the difference between him and Father Gabriel is like you said, Morgan is looking out for himself.
Yeah.
And he's putting the group in danger. Father Gabriel was just, he was being stupid, but he wasn't putting anyone in danger. He was just.
And I want to point something out to the people listening too. Like when you and I say he's looking out for himself, I think I'm not saying that he's selfish. It's just that he's got this goal and he's just trying to live up to what his friend told him. I mean, that's what it seems like. I mean, that's what it seems like. I don't think he's a selfish kind of person because at the end he will help you. He won't let you die. But
he was alone for a lot of the time too.
Yeah.
So that's really what he knows.
Yeah, I think he's just kind of like, I've got a goal. I'm supposed to not kill, and that's the thing. That's it. And I don't think, So I don't think it's a selfish thing. I think it's just that he's just got a mission, and his mission is to keep people alive and try to change them one person at a time. And that's not going to work very well.
It's not going to work. And I think that's why Father Gabriel switched it around for me in this episode because wait, I'm going to say what he said.
Go for it.
He was talking to the people in the church and said that they've been praying for God to save their town and their prayers have been answered because God gave them the courage to save it themselves.
Yep.
So to me, that line right there was like exactly what he needed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, you have to be realistic. There's a shitload of walkers out there that are going to eat you unless you step up and do some shit.
Exactly.
Morgan swinging around that stick is not going to help, really.
No. But, you know, it was that part there was just like, I could just wait. I was waiting for some Rocky music. It was just Father Gabriel going out there and then, you know, the neighbors seeing it through the window and then Carol and Rosita and Tara and even Eugene.
Yes.
Eugene gets Eye of the Tiger.
Yes, he does.
I think this is the first time. And I mean, I think even Rick, when Rick's talking to Carl at the end of this, and it's like, you know, this was what it was. This was everyone stood up. Everyone did their part. Everyone. I mean, now you can tell it. They're a badass super group.
Yep.
I mean, they went through hell. So there's I mean, come on. So, I mean, that whole scene, holy shit, the part where they're just showing each character slashing away.
Yes.
Oh
my God.
That was freaking awesome.
Yes, it was.
And then we get Glenn. Now, did you think?
No! Oh my
did you
God.
Did you think Glenn was gonna die again?
Yes, man. I was like, listen, they already put us through this shit. They need to stop with Glenn.
Oh my God, dude! When he was going over there, and I was like, okay, you only have this, and then he's like, I was like, there's no more bullets. And then Maggie starts shooting. She runs out of bullets, and then they just all get around him. I was like, oh Jesus, we're gonna lose Glenn again. That would be a cherry. That would be like a, you know, that people would be pissed of how we, and to see him really get ripped open. And then Sasha and Abraham save the day.
Thank God. Cause I don't like either one of them, but they got a point there for saving Glenn.
Yes, they did. So that's all that crap. I mean, dude, oh my God, it was just that whole, I rewound it again and I was like,
oh my God. Yeah. He put his arms up and I was like, no, Glenn, no.
So you really thought he was a goner?
I did. I was so upset. And I was like, oh, my God. And Maggie's watching this. And he went through this whole thing with Enid trying to tell her that the people that they love are never really gone. And I'm like, oh, my God, what the fuck is happening?
Oh, so bad. So bad. I was like, okay, good. We're good there. We're good here. Everything's good. I mean, the end. I mean, just seeing them all on the front porch, too, when it was like, oh, no, let's not even go there. Then we have Daryl. I forgot. We have freaking Daryl come. Fucking Rambo with his bazooka gun again, which was a great plan. And they put, you know, they catch the water on fire and they start, you know, attracting the zombies that direction. I mean, Geralt was on a mission and did great and awesome in that. I was kind of surprised, though, because I wasn't sure, you know, because I've seen zombie movies, because this is this the first time they've ever used fire where it's like, you know, a moth to the flame? I swear I thought the fire would push him away. Because if that was the case, why when Morgan was burning up bodies, why didn't he just leave that on and they would just run into the fire themselves?
I don't know. I think there was something else.
See, that's what I couldn't understand. Like, even when, I'm trying to think, didn't, with Beth and Daryl when they caught the cabin on fire. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. It was just, I mean, don't get me wrong. The scene was awesome. I'm not even questioning the episode. It doesn't do anything to me. It's just when I saw that, I was like, wait a second. Because I would just be lighting shit everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, and I'd be like, you know, just a couple bonfires and they'll just get attracted and die and burn. But I don't know. That's why I wanted to ask you guys. And of course, people listening, well, just you because the people sold us out. But but yeah, anybody listening, I mean, yeah, it's not a big deal. It doesn't change my thoughts anyway at all. That was just awesome, the fire. And then that whole ending was just, I can't wait to watch it again tonight.
I know. That ending was like the most badass ending. Even my mom was watching and she's like, oh my God, that's impressive. Like the way it was just splashing on each person. It was like, there was not even a background, was there?
No, I don't think so.
It was just them. Like, oh my God. I don't know.
Yeah. It was great. It's great. And then and then that's when the front porch, it's daytime. Mm-hmm. Everybody's like bloody. I think I tweeted out. I was like, I even need a shower after watching this. Like I was just like, whoa. And then of course, it goes in and Judith's being held by Michonne. And then you see once again, poor fucking Rick at bedside with Carl. Mm-hmm. And then he's telling him his thing. Now, let me ask you a question because they talk about it in Talking Dead. Hearing Rick talk to Carl right there, is this Farmer Rick or is this Rick, you know, he knows there's evil out there kind of thing? I mean, what kind of Rick do you think we're going to get after all this?
I don't know because he's gone through so many phases.
Right.
So I don't know if we're going to get an old Rick, but I don't know. I think he's just learning as he goes along, but I like that he brought up the old, like when he first woke up out of the hospital.
Right. That was cool.
Yeah. So I like that he threw it back, but I don't know if we're going to get old Rick or if it's just going to be him just taking all these learning experiences and just going with it.
Right. You know, I think you're right on that. I think it's going to be the same Rick. I think if someone new comes around, he'll be cool, but he's also going to be cautious.
Exactly.
And then if it comes down to Judith and Carl, you know he'll take out anybody. So I think maybe when Carl gets out of this, it's going to be like, I don't know. I'm not concerned, but then I kind of am because with this show, you never know. It's like, you know, Farmer Rick, and then all of a sudden something happens and Rick slips.
Yeah. I mean, I do like that when he was talking to Carl about it, he was acknowledging what everyone else did.
Yes.
Because he's been skeptical of everybody in that town for so long.
Oh,
and now that he finally saw everybody step up, even Eugene saying that nobody gets to clock out today, like even Eugene did something.
Oh, yes.
So I think he's realizing that they can do some shit.
Yeah. And you know what? And I think that, you know, because, you know, before the premiere episode, I was watching all the episodes again and adding my review onto Good Shows, mm-hmm. the app that you and I and some of our friends use and everything else. And it was good to see. And I remember that part, particularly where Deanna's telling him, like, you know, will you watch Spencer? You know, these are your people now, you mm-hmm. know, and everything. Will you watch my son like your people? So that was cool to see that. And then to be reminded of that, you know, that scene. And then to see this come full circle with Rick and kind of telling Carl, like, we did this and I saw what everybody can do. So that was cool. I mean, that whole, and then to see Carl's fingers move, I was like, yes.
Yeah. And they're going to need those numbers when Negan comes back because Negan's going to raise some hell.
Sons of Anarchy got blown up. you know, that's going to get back. I mean, they're going to probably send in a group and then they're going to find them. And they're like, who the hell shot up our dudes?
Yep.
So that's going to be a manhunt. And you know, Negan is going to be pissed because of course he just got punked. So he's got to make an example out of somebody. Who's it going to be? Is it going to be Glenn? Because that's what everybody's saying online.
It better fucking not be.
Or would it be? Let me ask you a question. Negan's got his hands on somebody. He has
don't
a chance.
Don't give me the he choice has a chance between Daryl and Glenn.
What are you going to do? What are you going to? Who would you? Who would you? Come on. If you, what would you do? Who would you want to see stay alive?
Oh my God, I can't
If you had to,
choose.
if you had to. I
If
mean,
I absolutely had to.
Me, hands down, Daryl. I love Glenn. He's cool, but I'd rather see Daryl live.
You see, I would love to see Daryl live because I love Daryl. But Glenn has a baby on the way. And that's the only thing that makes me want to say Glenn is because of Maggie. You know, Maggie lost her dad, her sister. She's alone. He's lost everybody.
Right.
And they have a baby on the way. So that's the only advantage Glenn has right now. Because if not, they're very even for me.
Okay, well, that's a good answer. That's a good answer. Good reasoning. Me? I didn't even think about the baby or Maggie. I thought my favorites. My favorites, Rick, Carl, Carol, Michonne, and Daryl. If anybody else goes, it's fine.
See, and that's what makes that decision hard for me, too, was because Daryl didn't think twice about taking out that... That whatever you call it, the bazooka shit.
Yeah, see, thank
and
you.
And Glenn didn't even think about it. Well, he didn't know about it, really.
If the baby was born, you know Daryl's going to protect it. He can finally call the baby Kick-Ass 2.
Little ass kicker.
Or ass kicker, whatever it's called. Something. But no, this episode was just, oh my God, it's so good. And
yes,
then next week looks insane. I'm wondering, because rumor has it, you saw it as well as I do on Talking Dead. Apparently next week's episode is supposed to start off just like the premiere. And... go up there. Do you think that's possible? Do you think we're going to be freaking having anxiety attacks?
Probably.
See? Woo-wee. Because I think I'm just waiting for, I mean, now every episode from now on, I was like, when are we getting Negan? Because that's when he appears on our TV screens, that's when we get, oh man, it's going to be insane.
I know. I'm scared.
Plus the actor that plays him, what's his name?
Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
He is awesome.
He is awesome.
And he's going to play an ultimate badass douche. It's going to be... I think we're going to like him better than the governor. I like the governor.
I didn't. Why was everybody saying that Carl is just turned into the governor?
Because of the iPad. Well, you know, because they were saying that he just got in the shot in the eye. You know, I mean, a teenage boy, he's gone through a lot of crap. It's almost like, there you go, Anakin Skywalker.
Yeah.
That's what Carl is. Does he grow up to be Darth Vader? Or does he stay good and become Luke Skywalker? And I think that's what it is. Like, he just got in a shot in the eyes and be bitter. He's going to be pissed off. And he's already molding into some super badass zombie apocalypse killer.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's just going to be everything.
Well, he needs to just lose that hat. That's all I want.
No. That hat is part of his, that's his signature.
Fuck that hat.
Whatever. So I've got to ask you, scale 1 to 10 this episode.
A million.
I know. I would have to grow. I would have to say a million, 2 million. It's just, this episode was just awesome. And I can't wait
to
see.
They set the bar really high.
But, you know, it's not one of those, you know, but the cool thing about it, the show is that I won't be happy. I mean, you know, I won't be, you know, like next week, I wouldn't be like, oh my God, the premiere kicked its ass. The show sucks.
Yeah. No, me either.
Yeah, I'm just, but they know they definitely set it up there for all shows. Because I was trying to remember like all shows that I've watched besides Breaking Bad. That show... That series is just, I mean, there were so many of those moments.
Yes.
So it's hard. And when I sat there and I was comparing, I was like, Walking Dead, yeah, this premiere was just phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
So you and I thought it was awesome. Who knows what Jesus and Brancy, I'm assuming, loved it as well.
Brancy did love it.
Sweet. Jesus didn't tell me. I know that my friends, I'm going to go to my Facebook page. My friends were saying some stuff. Let me see here. Because I posted up when I was, whatchamacallit, here we go. Here we go. I'm looking here. Hold on.
Oh, Keisha. Keisha also was messaging me, and she loved it because she actually binge watched the whole series. So she's caught up now, too.
Well,
and
she finally did.
She
yeah.
loved the episode.
When I posted it, I was watching it. My friend Heather put one of the best episodes, ! My friend Nate put amazing. My friend Esau put Glenn dies. So, of course, this is when I posted this when I first started watching it. So, of course, Shelly Hate Approved put yes. Sandra put, best episode ever. You probably already to the crazy part. Yes, because I was already watching that part. And then here we go. Alan, my friend Alan put, that's so gross they found Herschel's leg. Like I said, that was before, so that was supposed to mess with my emotions, I guess. But like I said, I don't look online. until afterwards. Mm-hmm. So that's it, people. If you want to check out, I went on the AMC.com and saw that you can actually watch the first episode. Don't need to have a subscription, so you can actually watch it. They're allowing you to watch it for free. Free. So AMC.com, you can check that out as well. And then plus, I think there's some clips or stuff for next week and all that good stuff. So I think that's it for us, right?
I think so.
Sweet. I mean, yeah, we loved it. It was awesome. Greg Nicotero directed it. It was just awesome. The writing, it just sounds so good. Rick, it was. Rick's, oh man, he's just got some serious acting chops. Just, I was getting all teary-eyed when he was talking to Carl.
I know.
So good. All right. So that's it for us. I think we're done. We're going to be, like I said earlier, we're going to be recapping The Walking Dead every Monday evening afternoon-ish. And it'll post as soon as we're done. Feel free to leave comments wherever you listen to it. If you're listening to over at AccordingToKristen.com, which is Kristen's vlog, feel free to leave comments on mine, iWatchMike.com. Do that as well. Will you be writing a little review on Good Shows app?
Of course I will.
So people, if you haven't downloaded it, it's for the iPhone. Unfortunately, it's just for iPhone right now because we're super cool. But I hear it's coming on other phones. But if you go to Good Shows on the App Store, download it. You can join the conversation. You can find us. I'm Mike the Movie Guy. Kristen?
I think it's Kristen0409.
Oh, way to go.
Sorry.
You can go on there and you can leave comments, but it's got a really cool community. Check out Good Shows in the App Store and download that sucker. And if people want to find you, how can they find you, Kristen?
AccordingToKristen.com and at Twitter and Tumblr at Kristen0409.
Sweet. And me, you can check me out, iWatchMike.com. Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter and Instagram, iWatchMike on Facebook. And of course here, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. That is where you can find this show, plus the past Walking Deads that we've done. And we all recapped the season one of Fear of the Walking Dead, which is going to be coming soon, coming back.
Yes.
I think, what, is it April?
I think so.
So it's going to be coming back. So we'll be coming back most likely. It'll probably be all four of us once again. But The Walking Dead so far is just me and Kristen. And that's cool.
Because we're awesome.
Because we're awesome. And I think that's pretty much it. Feel free to leave comments wherever you're listening. Retweet, share. We appreciate it. Thank you very much. And Kristen and I will be back next week to talk more. Will Glenn survive? We will find out. Bye-bye.